You fail to hit the monster. Your hit points are running low. Your mana points have long been exhausted. What do you do? What do you do? Well, in this case, you lose. You slink away, defeated and dejected. Next time, you need to plan a little better. Listen to Detention with Ashelon on Radio KOL, where it's not a spoiler, it's just sound advice.
Good afternoon, Kingdom of Loathing. This is Ashlon, and this is the Sunday talk show known as State of the Kingdom, where, you know, it's not as popular as the, the Jake and Scully shows, but, damn it, we play a talk about the game, and we talk about how to play the game, how to play it well. Couple things, well, let me kind of go over the rules, but this is not a request musical show. This is going to be mostly a talk show, meaning your requests are questions to be answered that I get to during the second hour. This first hour, I play a little music as an opener. I do a discussion on topic or two that has come up or has become pertinent. And then the second half is all questions from y'all. And how you do that is you will send those as a blue message. That would be a chat message, not the K-mails, the chat message, to Ashelon. That's player number 67689. And, you know, pretty much, you know, you can ask me questions. How something works, what's the best idea to do this, what's the new strategy, how do you do this, what's your thoughts on this, this, and that. Now, be aware that I am not part of the dev team. I'm just a lowly little DJ. But I do have a semblance about how to play this game, because, you know, Ashley's got about 20-something hardcore runs, and Dark Eagle has got, every damn skill in the game as of this morning, which that's actually going to be one of the discussions, is a post-mortem of the Dark Eagle Project. A lot of you guys have kind of been hearing me about what I was doing with the Dark Eagle Project, and kind of what my thoughts were, and what really was a good thing compared to what, when I first started explaining everything, what I thought was a good thing, and really what it boiled down to. So, if you're looking at doing softcore, an effective softcore, this would definitely be the show you want to listen to, because now this is kind of where I'm really going to break down what I did with Dark Eagle, and what plans are with him for now. So, please go ahead and send me those blue messages. I've already got a couple already. So I will be talking about the Dark Eagle Project, which is my softcore multi. So if you want to, you know, look at that, then please feel free. And I'm also going to talk about the Lame Observatory, because, you know, that makes my heart happy. And Dark Eagle should go for one day one. Oh, God. That would require a lot more things that I have and a lot more patience than I have. Delaware sucks. You know, I used to live in Delaware for a year. I went to the University of Delaware and for a year. And needless to say, I didn't like it. I hate repetition, and, you know, there you go, that's how you can send your messages, and, yeah, Delaware is a unique place. They're the only place that I could find that would put a bridge over a numbered highway in the middle of a, university, and then close the bridge so they can build a building to attach to the bridge instead of, you know, maybe making a sideway to get off the bridge, and instead installing flashing yellow lights and a crosswalk underneath the bridge that says yield to pedestrians, that no one yields to pedestrians. As I stood on the double yellow lines for a good 3 minutes going, I'm going to die, under the lights that say yield to pedestrians, flashing. And I'm like, what the fuck, this is not the South. We're stupid up here. So, yeah, there's my thoughts on Delaware. Yippers. 101. ascensions. And he's done for a little bit. He's gonna kind of be a test person. But I'll explain what I want to do with him. I have plans. So I'm gonna play 3 songs. We'll come back. We'll go ahead and get your questions in now. Just be aware that I may not get to them for like the next 40 minutes or so. But that's just the way the set goes. The sooner you get your question in, the sooner it gets answered. This is Ashlyn. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. All right, and we are back to State of the Kingdom. I hope you enjoyed the fun that was. And, Bert's blood again is pretty damn good. So, I want to do 2 topics of discussion today during this next half hour. One of them being about the Lame Observatory, and then the other one about the Dark Eagle Project. The Observatory, when it first came out, I was like, cool. Hopefully it'll be around long enough when I get done with this hardcore run, I can spend some turns and get my junior badge and be done. Well, then everybody found anything looked like within 6 hours. Okay. Then it went close. I'm like, shit. So, I ended up spending 100 turns in a hardcore Oxy run to be able to get a badge and ice cream, because Lord knows when it'll close again. Which means basically that I'm delaying my run by 2 days, but I'm to the point in the run now where secondary stats don't matter because I already have them above 70. So I'm not playing only on stat days because my main stat's not coming up for a long freaking while. So I will probably get done this run before it happens, so I'm basically playing my turns every day because I can. And hopefully get out of this run. This run's went on forever. This run should have been over. Tomorrow, honestly. But because of the extra round of turns I lost, I'm still about 2,400 away, plus a hole in the sky, so absinthe makes a hard crow fonder. Nice. Hello, Megary. What did you send me? And where did you send it? That's the good question. Megary, where did you send it to? Where did you send it? I basically did 100 random turns, and no, I didn't find anything. But then again, I wasn't really expecting to find anything, even though, of all people, I should be one who should find something. But, you know, I'm probably not, because I have more important things to do than spend tons of times wasting away looking for a badge that's only going to be plus 3 stats. And yes, I know it's E-Penis, but I can deal without that E-Penis. So, I think it's kind of neat. Kind of interesting to see all the confusions as to what it was and what was going to be and, you know, especially if you think about how many different possibilities there are. It's 900 times 36,000 or 3,600, which I think is, like 3-something million. And there's been 150 things out there. So, that's just kind of my thing. And that's good, because I have to say they did faux pas and goof on the how long is it going to take for everybody to find everything. Guys, it's not that much, especially once some people realized that Zeno was a smart man and used actual astronomical tables, which I do have to applaud him for that. He made it realistic, and I'm thoroughly giddy about that fact. And if you want a random button, there is a random script for Grease Monkey, which one of these days I should actually get installed and dabble with. But anyway, I digress. My real topic today, next half hour, is I'm going to look at the Dark Eagle Project, which, if you're not familiar with Dark Eagle, which is my softcore character, there is a fake Dark Eagle who has a break in his name. Mine is all one word. Dark Eagle's player number 159833. The books, but oops, oh well. So, yeah, big deal. what I did with this character was I wanted to look into softcore, and I wanted to look into softcore in a way that it was easily accessible to the main populace. So I never used hockey sticks. I did use icicles after they came out in the dual wield, because my logic was, you know, you can farm enough meat in a month to buy a Mr. Accessory, and right now the icicle prices are still maybe just slightly higher than a Mr. Ray. So I had no problem really using the icicles as part of my run because they are still relatively easily acceptable. I mean, you could donate $20, get almost enough meat to buy both of them if you have like maybe another 400,000 in your stash. Not a big problem. The only thing that I really did use that was a stretch and people may say is not quite fair is the wax lips that I have. And I understand that because, you know, if you look at wax lips, they are running about 20 million right now. And yeah, that did help, but really in terms of helping compared to what any other character can get without a lot of meat, was five levels on my familiar, which really correlates to about a point and a quarter per adventure. So we're talking maybe 600 points total per run, because I could do it in about 650. So let me redo that, 6 1/4, 750 points, which really, in the long run, you could make up by donations or buying stat boosters. So I still kind of debunk that argument as well. So, so that's kind of what I did, and everything else was stuff. Now, I did some preparations, you know. I went around and got everything I needed to make, a bunch of chow mains. I bought some clockwork chefs, and I made about 50 of each chow mein. And then I gathered up about 40 to 50 of a primary stat disco bandit drink. Now, if you're not familiar with this, there are some disco bandit drinks that gives you most of a stat and then a little bit of another one, and then there are some that give you all of it in one stat. And I focus on getting them all in the one stat. In hindsight, there's really not much of a difference, but there was a couple times when it let me jump to next level a couple turns earlier, which was nice. So once I did that, I made up some stockpiles of other things that I would find important. Dinghy planks, ore, some scrolls for the orchasm. What else did I usually stash? I started stashing my facsimile dictionaries about halfway through because I realized that was an easy way to get meat early on. I'll explain that one in a little bit. So I instead of using them, I would kind of hold on to them, because by the time you get it, you really don't need to auto-sell it. What else did I stash a lot of? Early on, I stashed some potions, some greatness potions, on some oranges, aphrodisiacs, because I needed those early on. And so I could get my pulls pretty much down to an art form. I could pull everything I needed within 2 days, except for like keys and stuff, because I knew that by the end of the third day I would be getting out of Ronin with about 25 to 30 turns left to attack the lair. And so that was my plan. Was I wasn't going for 2 days, I wasn't going for turns inside Ronin, because honestly, unless you're going for like the fewest number of turns, or you're in a contest, you know, ascending at 590 compared to ascending at 615 consistently, it's usually the same day, especially if you're eating chow mains and disco band drinks. That was kind of my thoughts on that. So early on, I was really kind of getting skills that I thought were important. you know, pasta mastery, sauce crafting, you know. And I was completely discounting all the seal clever skills. I was going to get a lot of food, I was going to get a lot of different spells, and just basically spell everything to death. No big deal. Well, then I started realizing, and then about that time Bash's LTS Synergy post came out, that I was actually looking at this in a wrong situation. That where I really need to be able to do this to guarantee the wins and make my life so much easier was LTS Synergy. The other thing that made my life a ton easier was Mafia. Mafia let me, once I set everything up, you know, I looked at ascending in two ways. One was doing a task at each level, and then the rest of the level was power leveling to the next level so I can do the next task. Well, being able to go run 40 turns, go, while I'm trying to power level was nice. Because, you know, when I started doing this whole thing, there was still a bunch of lag. They were on the old servers. It sucked. So Mafia actually kept me sane. But as time went on, I kept getting more and more skills. And then I started realizing, you know, some of these skills I'm getting right now, I'm not using. I'm not using at all. I mean, I wasn't, like, buffing them. I wasn't ever using them. They were just a skill. I'm like, okay. And so I started realizing that at some point, I've gotten everything I need to be a complete player. And then the new 13, 12, 13, 14 skills came out with a couple 15s. And again, I discounted a couple of them until I said, wait a minute, there are use for some of these. And so basically, the last of my runs were going through and getting 14, 15 skills, except for Spirit of Rigatoni and Hero of the Half Shell, which I left last because I really just didn't want to deal with a potential penalty for picking those up, you know, because those are two skills that, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on. That's fine. So what have I learned in all this, in this Dark Eater project, is that not every skill in this game is useful. And I hope that would be something that, you know, the devers would really give my ear to, because I've done this for 100 turns, and they probably have it from Bashy and a few of the others that are even more extreme than I do, that some of these skills are absolutely useless. And I mean useless. I never used them. So then, you know, what is important? Okay? What is important? And less than a minute of the show. Well, that's good, because it's never really anything dramatically important. Here's what's important, okay? Every passive skill, okay? Go to the wiki, look up the passive skills in every class. Every passive skill was useful, because a lot of times they stacked. The claws, the meat findings, the item findings, everything that's passive was good because it stacked on itself. Those were great. Okay? When I'm actually on the active buffing, I found myself using maybe 10 skills max consistently through. Consistently, I was using 10 skills. And let's go through them, okay? Early on, I'm using the Monstrous Madrigal all the time, especially early on with a high amount of monster level. So I'm running 41 levels, if not 46 sometimes. Monstrous Madrigal in the early stage was critical in keeping my butt alive, especially as I was adjusting to the higher monster levels. Because you know, it's one of those monster things that as time goes on, you get more, and it was great. I also used Hairspray early on. Eventually, I quit using Hairspray. Hairspray eventually does become worthless once you have a lot of skills. Okay. The second one I used a lot of was Leech and Linguini. Duh. Empathy of the Newt. Duh. Okay? Those three were almost on all the time. And I do mean all the time. After that, I had skills that would increase my damage. Tenacity of the Snapper, Jackass's Symphony of Destruction, Rage of the Reindeer. Now, Rage of the Reindeer, I usually waited to put on until I hit level 8, because what I found out was Jackass and Tenacity was usually enough by themselves to get you through level 7, even at level 40 monster levels. Okay? And Ipecac is pointing out that the Wax Lips was 5 volley, there's 10 volleyball. Well, yes, but if I'm using a volleyball style familiar, and the item that I have on is a plus 5 anyway, then the difference is plus 5 plus 10, which is a plus 5 difference. So that's what I was talking about. It's a point and a quarter difference. Big deal. That's easily gettable. So, sorry about that confusion. Yeah, it is a plus 10 volleyball poundage, but honestly, if you have a volleyball or you have a bitten, then a 5 versus a 10 is a point per adventure, and sometimes 2. So I had Moxie and Madrigal on most of the time. I had Leash, Empathy on all the time. I had Jackass, Tenacity on all the time. Rage of the Reindeer on fairly consistent. When I started getting able to have lots of magic points and having the ability, once I realized with the dictionary that I could fund Antiphon of Aptitude, I did, consistently. Now, let me explain the dictionary thing. You pull a dictionary day one, you auto-sell us 21,000 meat. I could consistently survive on 21,000 meat buying bukus of soda water / magical mystery juice until I hit level 8. Once I hit level 8 and I got the 5,000 for getting to the icy peak, I was set. I was done. I didn't have to worry about meat the rest of the run. So then I let the dictionary sit. I wouldn't auto-sell it, and then I'd run it over for the next life. That dictionary, in essence, became a way that you did not have to put in frontside capital for a Lotus or a Red Balloon or whatever. Oh. Which is why I didn't use those a lot, except there's one run where I was trying to do the 2-day run that I actually used those. So once I realized I could fund Antiphon with the dictionaries, I did. And those were pretty much, my 7 staples. Consistently, 7 staples. Well, then, once I started getting the higher level skills, I started changing some things. I take off Jackass Symphony of Destruction, and I start adding in the Sonata of Sneakiness, because that drops down by 5% the combat versus non-combat adventures, and it gears it towards non-combat adventures. I would then also start wearing, again, once I got to level 10, this is when both these happens, and think about this for a second. Level 10, I'm putting on Sonata of Sneakiness, a Ring of Conflict, and Smooth Movements, which each 3 give 5% better chance of a non-combat adventure. Well, why is that important? Level 10, you're looking for 5 non-combat adventures in the airship, and you want non-combat adventures in the castle, because then there's a chance that they're a stat adventure, which is big. So anything I can do to make those non-combat adventures show up more often, I want. So level 10, I quit focusing on completely damage, because weapon-wise, I'm survivable. So as I take off one of my songs, and I put on a non-combat song, those are the skills I use. I used Fat Loot during the Goatlet area, and sometimes during the Harem, if I didn't have a blue snow cone. Unless I use a blue snow cone. Sometimes I use both if I'm pissy and I want to get done with it. Other than that, unless I was farming for meat, I'm getting close, I need a little bit of meat right here, I'd throw on a red snow cone, or I'd put on Polka when I was doing the peak farming in levels 8 and 9. But really, other than that, I was thrust-smacking and lunging thrust-smacking my way through everything. I did nothing else. So that's all the skills I used, plus all the passives, which you just kind of get and you go with. So That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 active skills in a set of... passives. Now, I'm talking every passive you could get. Every passive that gave you a meat drop percentage, an item drop percentage, anything that gave you combat initiative, anything that gave you extra melee damage, okay, you used them, and those build up, and those add up, and by themselves, they're worthless. As a group, they're amazing. It's why everybody talks about damage reduction. By themselves, yes, they are worthless. When you stack them together, aw, they're pretty cool. And they're pretty nice to work with. So, I guess really what I'm saying here is you can winnow down all the skills that you really need to about 25 to 30. And anything else than that is just collecting skills. Unless I take that back. I did use pasta mancery, sauce crafting, and cocktail crafting. So 15 active skills. And then snow cones and hilarious, so 17 active skills. But those were only used when I had the magic points to spare. There were some runs I didn't. When I was trying to do my 3 or 4 day level 15 runs, I had no business trying to waste extra magic points on a noodle that I wasn't going to use for anything. If I broke Ronin, then I'm using them. But, that was it. And so, really at the most, half those skills are dramatically important. And the rest of them, I think, could be useful, and I've said this before, and I want to keep saying this, muscle classes with LTS synergy has a direct, powerful way to play as a muscle class. Moxie classes kind of have the same benefit. If you get the right skill set together, you can basically dance your way around everything. There is no way yet to give that same guarantee of success for Mysticality class. Until that happens, the Mysticality class is going to be weaker. And I don't see them doing that. They're not putting any type of skill that's going to say this spell will always hit. If they do that, then you're going to see people using Mysticality classes as a Mysticality class, not a Moxie Muscle hybrid, like I usually would do. Moxie early enough, and then Muscle later on. That's what I'm saying. The level 15 skills that are coming out are going to be basically, I think what it says, crafting. And there was some leakage of content. This is not the content you're looking for. Which kind of indicates that it's going to be, and there's been discussion as well, that these are going to be like craftables. And I think it's going to be pretty kind of neat. But I still am saying that there's no guarantee yet for a Mysticality class. Now, if they're they could pull this off. There are 4 classes left. 1 Muscle, 1 1 Moxie, and 2 Mysticality. They could use one of each to make these craftables, and they have an extra Mysticality class. If they do something where it's a guaranteed spell hit, then there's balance. So, we'll see. Do I really need Hilarious Objects? Oh, I need them for the Emo Rose because I collect them. Other than that, I don't have a freaking clue I'm going to do the rest of these damn things. Yeah, I have more chattering teeth sets than I know what to do with. And I have more fake hands and yellow snow cones and other stuff. And as I find people, I kind of will send some here or there. Of course, some of them, you just write miss spells to always hit. No, they don't. There are times I've flunked spells and they've missed, or they do nothing, We always hit. But they're not hitting with the same potency. Well, I guess you can if you have some skills, but I still don't see a Mysticality class yet having that same ability. Because, here's my argument. Just hear me out. Here's my argument. Muscle class with LTS synergy can do 3 times damage, guaranteed hit, right? So even if you miss, or if you don't kill it first time, because you can't miss, second hit's always going to kill it. Moxie, if you have high enough Moxie, you can dance around them to the point where they can't ever hit you. So you dink them to death. Guaranteed survival. With a mysticality thing, even though the spells might be hitting, the damage isn't there. The damage is not there, in many cases, to guarantee that you're going to kill a monster within two hits. Now, the elemental situations that they're putting in, yes, you have to think a little bit more. But what I'm saying is there's no guarantee, like there is with LTS Synergy, that you can kill a monster in two hits. You see what I'm saying here? It's still more survivable to play as a muscle LTS Synergy or as a Moxie, fast dancer. And there's no way around that. Mysticality is still not a viable farming class. So that's kind of my point here. I want you to use peanuts to kill the Baron Rat. I actually used peanuts a couple times to kill things that I screwed up on, because then I ran out of miscast. I think I used peanuts once to kill the rat. And I know I've used something else to dink it to death, because I figured one shot would kill it, and I wouldn't have mana for a second shot. Some of those hilarious objects have saved my ass a couple times. But, yeah, the peanuts have actually come pretty good. The clown hammer was great, because there was one time I squeaked the Naughty Sorceress to death. That was funny. I don't care about poning anybody an emo rose. I don't know what it is, but the description of the rubber emo rose just hits that funny bone for me. I guess because it's that evil, sarcastic piece that I have. I don't know. I just like them. And, you know, and of course I like the stars. And of course Nico's tormenting me with her larger collection, but that's fine. I don't care. I'm not in this game to be the best of anything. I'm not in this game to win anything. I'm in this game because I like the community and I like the fun, and I like being able to say that I'm successful in my own right. I think the people who are so focused in, and I'm not picking on anybody who's doing better than me, I'm not, but there are other players on other leaderboards that get pissy when they're not in first. And I'm like, it's a game. It's a freaking game. You're collecting a data point on a database in a game. What the heck? You know? I don't get it. So, you know, that's my thing. So, in summary, if you can get icicles, get them. If you can get wax lips, more power to you. The skills you honestly need, get all your passes. Every one of them. Moxia's Madrigal, Leisha Linguini, Empathy of the Newt, Tenacity of the Snapper, Rage of the Reindeer, Jackass's Symphony of Destruction, Loisa's Antiphon of Aptitude, Smooth Movements, Sonata's Sneakiness, Get Ring of Conflict, get stacks of everything you need, Possumancery, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Advanced Cocktail Crafting, Summon Snow Cone. Clearest Objects, it's nice if you have it, not necessary. That's all I used. Polka and Fat Lude are nice support things, not mandatory. That's all I used. I kid you not. I never used the Disco Bandit Dancing. I never used half the other buffs. I never used any spell. And I did use Elemental Saucer early on, but once I got the passive resistances from level 14, I didn't need it anymore. So Elemental Saucer is good early on until you get your passives. That's it. I mean, that's honestly, that's it. I never used the knee butt, shield butt, head butts. I didn't use any of those. I didn't laugh at you when you told me why you were collecting stars. Honestly. But that's all I use in the Dark Eagle project. So, what's in store for Dark Eagle? He's taking a fucking break. Okay, he's speedrun 101. Just... Gah. 101 Ascensions. 101. And Ari says no squeaking her to death. But that was fun. You lunging thrust smack the night source with squeak, 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 squeak. And so that's what I'm saying you need to get. But what am I doing with Dark Eagle? I've ascended him into one of the classes that do not have a level 15 skill out yet. It's going to come out relatively soon. I'm going to get him to level 15. And then I'm going to farm to replenish some stocks of stuff. Unless something interesting comes out that he's going to be my test character, because Ash is kind of doing stuff, unless it's something that Ash needs to do right then. Like, get a sign or a trophy or something like that. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing with Dark Eagle. I'm going to basically have him sitting waiting to ascend the instant another skill comes out, and then grab the last three and be done again. And I do believe that'd be all the skills, which means then I can basically do whatever I want with him as a test character. Which I think he's going to be a good test character. I do not have any plans for him at this time to take him hardcore, because I don't remember how to play with a character that doesn't have this skill set. I wouldn't know what to do, because I remember my first hardcore sucked. And Ari shakes the fist of Naughty Doom. Aww. And, but anyway. So that's what Dark Eagle's going to do. He's going to be kind of basically be a test character for me. And he's going to replenish some stocks. And I think Dark Eagle may go back into market working. Because I used to do that on Ashelon before the Ascension started. And I kind of missed doing that. So I may start doing some market work with DE again. Just kind of playing with that. So that's the DE project. And it's on temporary hold until the next four skills come out, and then it shall go to completion. And I have to say, I'm proud of myself, but oh my god, that took way too long. And I feel like just calm now, because I'm not worried about every day. Oh my god, I have to get back to run DE so keep his speed runs going. Because with Ash, with Oxy, it's like, is it a sad day? Nope, I don't care. I can miss one day of snow cones. Big deal. Dark Eagle missing a day was bad. And I do have to say thank you to a couple people who did run a couple of days for me way back when. That being Lilith and Shadows Light. I think those were the two that I actually had running days for Ash from DE when I was gone. Lilith lately has been like the big backup runner, so thank you. Familiars. I didn't talk about familiars with Dark Eagle. For the longest time, I used a hovering sombrero until Lilith was nice and bought him a symbol playing monkey. And I have to really say that I didn't see that dramatic of a difference between the two. I mean, if I'm looking at my if I'm looking at my time runs, how should I actually look at Dark Eagle, not at Ashelon? If I look at those, if I look at the times on those, ignoring the ones that are level 4 or 4 day runs because they're level 14 or 15 skills that weren't being done on stat boost days, I'm not really seeing a dramatic amount of difference on on skill sets. I mean, because before, when I had the hovering sombrero, I was running 619, 618, 613, 614, 607, 622, blah, blah, blah. Afterwards, I was running 615, 616, 622, 608, 617, 615, 622, 608, 616, 617, 616, 608. Not much of a difference. So, yeah. So, which one's quicker? I don't know, and I don't care. Either one of them's efficient. The symbol playing monkey might be nicer because you do get a little bit more meat. So, I've got one demanding songs, I've got one threatening me with a broomstick of ass ravage. Thank you. I'm going to go play a song or two. I'm going to go refill the beverage, because the beverage is empty. And then I'm going to start answering your questions. So if you have a blue message you'd like to send to me about a question, anything about in the game, and I have a nice little page so far, you can send those to Ashlon. That's player number 67689. And, what the fuck? Oh, scary. Anyway, so 67689 is a character, send a blue message. I shall be back after two songs. I'm going to give you a little Monty Python and a mashup. And then we'll come back and we'll answer questions. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.